Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to believe. Shall we be upstanding for the reading of God's word? Our foundation scripture for life is John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. John chapter 12. Verses 20 and 21. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. Luke chapter 21 verses number 34 through to 36. Luke, the 21st chapter, the 34th to the 36th verses, the Bible said, And take heed unto yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life, that so that day come upon you unawares, for as a snare. It shall come upon all them that dwell upon the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. It's very interesting, you know, the concept and the synopsis we are building this morning. I would like really to, you know, recreate the scripture, and then I am going to take my time to exegete the text by the grace of God. Yes, that's what.
Kokobo, etifiasem. Go ahead. Namunsha muhuye. Napocha and then Sabro. Ninquemu niamahu dajene how an shamakuma.
Say your tivintro and it, you know, woody cambo coco. Say your muhuye. Any baby bread, be a me coswa catchers, any baby bread, or monsu yaka crebian comoda sotias. Any baby bread from monsu yaka crebian cans, and we're moment now. Despite the fact that any baby one more, you trust some that you are two almost. Heh, any pa, a yen that you are four prisoners. Wahemun chichem, where you are some nine, a in chatuso. They have no business to be in prison. Nano crack! They find themselves in prison. But I'm telling you, God will find a way to free you. Oh yeah. God will find a way to free you. I'm telling you that the God we serve is a judge. A just one. Not the ones that we find ourselves with. God is a just judge. Bebu atentene woni obi dinia em mfanso etrini ni so ewudini wonyame ye moso temfo. God is your judge. Praise the name of the Lord. So even as we are building a synopsis this morning, I will want, you know, wodika catch us hwanwiye hwanwiye asia da no panye preacher enipa wuri wuri enya bra nipa di wuri wuri. Sabrano ye bra ye timitena se na usumwa no na ensem no e da wakoma so e na mo adwene mu e ye bra. It is a moment of a deep reflection, a reflective moment where we meditate on the word of the Lord. Enveni agro kingamabro no we
na mo hye mo ye na pocha ne sabro
ne kwa pocha ne sabro ene enkwem dadwene ho niema Ourselves while the souls are perishing. This preacher is that, that preacher is that. You better stop your nonsense. We are not interested in your madness. I want to tell everybody in this place, we are not interested in that preacher's beef with another. And all you can tell me is your disagreement with another preacher. I don't care about your disagreements. I want to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. What do we care about it? Say a good amen. And you know, this person has done that, that person has done that. Even me standing here, this gospel is not about me. It's not about you. Don't try to make it the focus. We are not shifting the focus from the predominant focus to any other useless things. Because so much of when we come to church, we are not interested about anybody except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And He coming back again. See, that is what the guys were talking about. I want to see Jesus. Yes, now person, don't talk to me about a German visa this morning. I want to see Jesus. When I see Jesus, I can be a better husband. I can be a better father. I can be a better citizen. I can fear God. I can live in the light. I will eschew evil if I know Jesus as my Lord and my personal. Am I talking to anybody at all? When I know, when I have a meaningful relationship with Jesus Christ, then you don't even have to bother yourself about so many things. If I have a union with Jesus Christ, I will know how to pay the bride price of a woman. And you feel free to come to church and sit in the house of God. And you're I'm telling you, if you don't repent from it, you are on your way to hell. I'm telling you, so fun. And woman drama can can a woman bo and woman sabron a woman brunina. If you don't repent, you are on your way. See, Jesus put it in a very nice scenario in John chapter 8. And in from verse number 1, he begins to build a synopsis. Will you read it all in English for me? You know, he builds a very, you know, fine revelation. Read it from your thing. John chapter 8 from verse number 1. An amazing synopsis he began to build. Read the word of God.
Jesus went onto the Mount of
Olives. The Bible said he was on the Mount of Olives.
And early in the morning, he came again to the temple.
Jesus went early in morning. Dama! Because you say, yes, betina umu, nyansa betina umu, ehain betina umu, ene eyi, tumi, enwasera, eba betina umu. Because Jesus Christ to the Greek, his wisdom to the Jew is power. Therefore, Jesus, his power and wisdom light simultaneously when he comes to live in, inside of you. There's an amazing revelation that I want to talk about, and I need you to follow the revelation. Say yes, super. Younger boys and memory are bad. A deal. Charlie, I did run some deal. I did run some deal. Pajuma, na ye. Pajuma, papa ye. Namunyamu deal no. Kuro no. And yamu wanga freeze on penny phone cano cran was off on cano cran. So I'm a cano cran canyon. Why is you useful? Yes, who could I walk this car? Be up and when yantem. That is where we are now. Be up and when yantem. Because when you want them now, better now, and Van Soba no pay, you know, when you driving some Bentley or some Rolls Royce, or Shafon is, hey, Yakuana, Abbasari, you know, and all that kind of thing. Because anybody in your Tianua, but I'm telling you that when you're media, Akumana, your motives, your intentions will never elude God. Where shall I flee from your presence? And where shall I hide from you? Even if I make my bed under the sea, even there is your presence. I cannot flee away from God. He is my judge. He comes to judge me. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning, I need you to understand we have come to the place of reflection. 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 Whether you are still in the faith. Whether we are switching a GD anymore. I don't because I'm going to say, the car you drive doesn't make you anybody. I don't pay fee out free mobile. I don't care what is in that house. It doesn't make you anybody. Let's not glorify this earthly material gain. I'm telling you because it is very temporary. 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 Me suits I want me wardrobe moon na and that may woo me bush a penny the beco foom. Tianye. Say when you baby a conti, baby or cono, I want no beco. Yeah, when you baby a walko, a fumo no conti, or ma, you know, bakosua, or the navy quare fumo, more about ye black no, Abesiaco, and same for us, what the a ye stripe or not, Abesinuque, you know the checking in so Abesinuque. You know, so why do you want to even glorify in that I drive a Mercedes? I drive. Look, go to the car park right now. You will see all manner of serious vehicles back there. Those vehicles will never allow us to change the way we treat you. We treat everybody the same, including the people who didn't come with cars, including the people who came with trotro, including the people who came with... Everybody is treated the same. There is nothing like, you know, honorable about. No, honorable petrol baby man in Tina. No, Tina, me a son. And we are in the San Canyon, it's a cronone, sikadia, baby. I'm telling you, and if we don't, you know, repent, I'm telling you, on your way to hell already. No, say, see, you're to be ganchile, in Ipa. Nipa, Tia, son, demon, a pony, and womanhood. Is that normal? That ain't normal. So we'll be in San Juan Tuagu, Rasabetinum, a normal. O Baba could tell Sonda Bakumoni, man, Naya Yin San Tuagu, where you're comfortable. They say, or he heard the feed person. The coffee room preaching will be full from Mra. No funny game, uncause any panaso. Naya Yakuaque crusade will be now the Watopa Cancano. Eh, Baba Betu Saw Crano, Yako Chinin in Tidia. Whoa! And you have a Pamu Mumafia. I'm a craft for Ronaba. I'm telling you. A child to us saying, as soon as you've been training, if you're not crazy, you. We are hinted, dear. We are hinted. I'm telling you, many people are, you know, a stumbling block, an obstacle, a hindrance. To be
and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery.
You see, when Jesus came from the mountain and went early morning to the temple, just like we have come early morning to the sanctuary and to the temple of God, the Bible makes it very emphatically clear. He sat down and touched them. It was not something that was eruptive, you know, to make them enthused and excited and all that. It was in-depth teaching. In-depth apostolic teaching. It was, you know, a systematic teaching of the word of God. Here a little, there a little, precept upon precept, line upon line. It was teaching, and not the church don't like teaching. Angel, Proverbs chapter 1 verse number 7 ekenkan eho no no kenkan we twi mu wi abeto awe nsubo ayi profumi to come into
Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7 Ewurade suro ne nimdie mfiti ase
Ewurade suro ene nimdie mfrase
ejimifo bunyansa ne chrechre nimtia
ejimifo wo bunyansa ene enchrechre wo buna nimtia wo chrechre na ejimifo ne nso kan ejimisa wo chrechre no wo chrechre wenyame atwene na me aso ejimifo wo buna nimtia enimtia buo ba akone se who phone no ane boye 2000 but who ni babura ane boye 50 Ghana ne 30 Ghana wo bunyame asam aso nimtia me ka samacho with me wo you know jewelry your jewelry set your necklace your earrings your rings your bangles your bracelet your anklet set ne bi esa na edru e christofo na e fini bi e beba na omu di echi anklet down night e bi da obe bi ya you know and you say normal and all that they come to church and all that you say just what dress you know you know sometimes just what dress you know a toda to be tira ason dem na mitimi re and tabia bi ni beba na say oh sister iti efri ufi eba ha wen shia wo ya kwemwa waya badwuma ya wawa ko duo e ka tse minu ya ba sabi ya beni minu ya ba be ka sasa na mno ka sa kofi go sa ho especially oh you can clap those hands especially when it comes to shades of makeup you know sometimes I see some of the makeup and I thought oh my lord don't you think that is a little too much? Come on, moderation. Come on. I give you on my PM. Oh, with the Manchester background here, the centimeters will be amazing. I'm a human, sir. Wait here. Everything about it. Was it a Jimmy Floor? Will punch the chile. Any idea?
Nyansa and Church and Mutia.
Will punch Nyansa and in Church. Will punch Nimutia. Ye kanya mia junior edim kwa kwan beto anim na pija wa senior kron wo mu bu na nimtia afekto le John Smith
and the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery.
The Bible said the scribes and the Pharisees they brought Jesus a woman that was caught in adultery,
and when they had set her in the midst,
the Bible said they brought that woman in the midst of their company. In other words, they surrounded Jesus, and the woman and the Christ were in the middle of them. Read.
They said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery.
This woman was taken in adultery.
In the very act.
In the very act.
Now, Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned.
Moses commanded in the law that such should be stoned.
But what sayest thou?
That such should be stoned with the other partner. Stone them both. Stone them both. I don't know how much about I said you should be stoned. And they are asking Jesus, what do you think? Listen to the Bible. Read.
This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him.
Read.
But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground.
Jesus, he stooped down with the finger wrote on the ground.
As though he heard them not.
As though he is not even hearing them or even seeing them. He is just writing on the ground. With his finger he wrote. And you know the theologians have made it clear that he depicted the heart of man on the ground. He drawed, you know, he illustrated, he signified, he, you know, drew the heart of a man. Akumei eye na adache adie na eye nsemone pa iti yesu chulo akuma nuwa from juma denchila buwasi fodidi Captain Mahama ebede na yesu nchula akuma sure look at what the South Africans are doing to our brothers and sisters and doing you know to their own. You feel that Nigeria is a foreigner, you should be very sick. We are all foreigners on earth. All of us are foreigners. And may I remind South Africa, don't forget too fast. If those crazy people on the streets can forget. Maybe we should play back your history back to them. Let them hear and know your history. Don't forget too fast. I'm telling you, because everybody, every black man and any white man has the right to live anywhere on the continent of Africa. Better stop the madness. I'm in some fun one. Sorry, I know my Ubianka. And it's so amazing. Bring the camera. Let me speak to the African Union. Bring the camera. What is the use of African Union? What is the use of justice? What is the use of truth? What is the use of judgment? What is the use of rule of law? What is your use, African Union? And Nkrumah fought for you. TNA, talking to African Union right now. Muslim fast one is saying, I got another condition. No more. Look at the wickedness that is purported against humanity in South Africa. A woman can be stripped naked and beaten by almost 30 men and left with blood and her nakedness, her dignity stripped away from her to go home. And you sit down up to now, you have not said anything. I'm telling African Union, if you don't wake up, you wouldn't like what will be coming as reaction. Wake up! And God will judge all us, all of you also in the African Union. African Union, African Union, as soon as what they say. They will be keeping quiet. Huh? If Togo had killed other nationals, will you be keeping quiet, African Union? Is it because your offices and stuff and all that and certain privileges come from South Africa? I'm telling you, God is not partial. God does not show nepotism. God does not show favoritism. And righteousness and justice are the foundations of the throne. I'm telling from the chairman of AU, down, God will charge all of you.
So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by another, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last.
Did he say they were convicted by their own conscience?
Yes, sir.
That is one word that is not in our generation again. People don't have conscience anymore. There is no conscience. No more conscience. No conscience. A man can sleep with his own sister, his own mother. A man is making babies with his mother and his own sisters. And there is no conscience. A woman can marry a dog in my generation because there is no conscience. They are not convicted by their conscience. We have rapists on our streets and in our churches. We have gays and lesbians and we smokers and armed robbers and murderers. The guy who shot the police officers in Kasua. The guy is a church member. Church member. Ni mami is suffer. Ni mami is a founding pastor of a church. What went wrong? What went wrong? What is it that went wrong? Because we are not preaching Jesus. We are not presenting the Christ. We call Germany. We call Aburuchiri. We call, and they don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior. They don't have any relationship. They are religious, but they are not born again. They are religious, but they have not repented. They are religious. And there is a difference between religiosity and Christianity. There is a big difference. You can be religious. You come here after church, you can have four bottles with your fufu, and it's normal. They said they're Ghana penny for be brave. I'm quite sorry, but nyame pa umunsirono. Look at the procurement flaws. Look at the flaws from the assemblies to, you know, central government. At the expense of this country. You don't even consider that Ghana is a poor country. The Bible said, do not rob the poor because he is poor. Don't rob the poor because he is poor. Can you hear me?
Proverbs chapter 22, verse 22. And mama
bro ni kro no. Proverbs chapter 22,
verse 22. Proverbs 22,
22. Rob not the poor because he is poor. Neither oppress the afflicted in the gate. Don't rob the poor because he is poor. Ghana is poor. Don't rob it. On my classroom, so could I intimate for a collat blog so. Echo or blog so. And we don't even have shame. Sector meeting is starting. Sorry, no kita password. We are commissioning a KVI. Oh, every day at the assembly. Ghana, is this what you deserve? My assemblyman go commissions are the phone wire. Yes, you know. Huh? And name me a KVIP in the 21st century. A KVIP. And name me shoot him. And you want some growth for new beach. And young one was will be for Kunkunu and near Simu and Buasu Yasikuanche. And young one was a baller. It's the one that's so and Kunu Matamom and Kuya. Because I drain, say. Mwamoti, a big bri, I drain, say. Yeah, repent. The repent simply means change your mind. Then when you reunion the other guy and say, change your mind. Oh, catch your mind. Catch and say, change your mind. Yeah, change your mind. Change your attitude. Change it. We need change. Change your mind. Cast him out. Will he come back?
And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are those thine accusers?
Where are your accusers?
Had no man condemned thee?
Has no man condemned thee?
She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee.
Neither do I condemn. But look at the further statement that Jesus made. Read.
Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world.
Debbie. You are me. Go back to verse 11. Revelation.
She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more.
Go and sin no more. That's the revelation. Go! And this was a phenomenon that we can see even in John chapter 5 from verse number 1 to 12. There was an exciting same phrase. Go and sin no more. Read it, King Amantu.
John chapter 5.
John 5 from where 1. Okay.
After this there was a feast of the Jews.
Read.
And Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In this lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water.
Come on.
For an angel went down at a certain season in the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that cause, he said unto him, will thou be made whole? The impotent man's answer said, say, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I'm coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath.
Okay.
The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, it is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, he said, he that made me whole, the same said unto me, take thy bed and walk.
Read.
Then asked they him, what man is he that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk. And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, behold.
This is the verse. Read the word.
Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole.
Thou art made whole.
Sin no more.
You are born again. You are whole. Washed in the blood of Jesus. Sanctified by the washing of the word of God. You are filled with the Holy Spirit. You are anointed with fresh fire and oil from heaven. Go! And sin no more.
Lest a worse thing come unto thee.
Lest a worse thing. That's just said. Some verse in 14. Can you dream it? Can you dream it?
But John chapter 5 verse 14.
Bonne, bet me and ma will be hepatitis B, A, C. Bet me and ma will be heart enlargement, cardiovascular disorders. Bet me and ma will be glaucoma. Bonne, bet me and come will be at all. Ope bonne aso train ya di epa HIV AIDS. Bonne aso train ya di. Odaho umu yenzo opro. Umu bida. I have seen many AIDS patients in South Africa. Full blown HIV, ready to die. We yamba shisho. Bonne, it me di asutu in betin any person. Eme nipe ti minya wo fong. E ti di. E den samangwa. Enye, Leviticus chapter saying. Leviticus chapter 26 verse saying. You know, King Kahombe, there are some lineup of stuff that can come upon a man where bonne has started saying, China soa. I'm telling you, let me open up and then read something profound to you by the grace of God. Will it read from Deuteronomy 28:28 whilst I find the Leviticus?
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 28. Everybody,
they are money fra. Leviticus chapter 26, 14. Leviticus,
one I want this one in me, a TV assem. Nasamo and Tim and Oman Nimimrans,
Nasamo
Poma Shadia,
Nasamo Poma Shadia,
Namatim with the Yamakran, you know,
my people dear, was it?
I am a crane, you know, yes. No more Nimimrans, so no more Puma Pamswa. Menso, dear Mayor,
Menso, near me, Bayamuni,
Mamma Kumetudia, Abatomo,
almost Akumetudia, and was somebody repeat you or coming in.
And some I wonder of where every moment
or some months of Mamma Butibi. We are my mama phone. Who did things war phone? Ghana penny for Muntia ni ye. Muntia way young catch up a catcher cap do one and kejay. Wooing as Musru. Wooing as Musru. Come back to Mempty.
But you see, Namema Osia and Samawana of here ever Mamania Samo Namakra property.
Who can hear? Mamma Mania says Samo.
Samo.
And you know, so any panania is sad. This will be our shiri, this are. You wap a mwenya is sambo. But you will change your shiri. Timu is away yamwe. Come empty.
Namu kra ato a pity.
Namu mukra ebe to a pity.
Namu be dia e diane. Kwa. Namu atamfu be di.
Oh, any ya dia ma womuti. Shaisha, tana niko shini be. Ebe. Betuna, sahe, eya galam se, eya si echino, osu oni yempeni fone chempra. Aisha kusini bei, osu oni yempeni fone chempra. E jake ali, emaneko, nemi nyanumu e uya mponche. Gai ba ku uya, a confirm, he's 7 2 years in his son. 2 years for one guinea fowl. The real thieves are in suits, driving in V8, and we gladly call them honorable. Gladly, we call them honorable. And the sad thing about Ghana's story is that we have lost touch with reality. The truth is that the Bible said you can never do anything against the truth. Truth is truth. You can't tell me red is blue, because God will judge at the end of the day. You can't say much on TV. So everybody that is listening to us, you know, the amazing thing, Willie, I will want to read Isaiah chapter 29:13 and say something to God's people. Isaiah 29:13. Nipa ashisha dia yesia. Yeah. I'm telling you, we have actors. Yeah, was so they said the air Christopher. It will shock you that you will come to Alabaster and find the worst liars, the worst, you know, hypocrites. You know, it will shock you. If we say some kind of you.
But I say, now, Erade say, it sounds all made one of the fafane bear me.
On my way,
that
you are no fafane bear, Erade.
No, the one I know, the dimini.
That they are not the dear Erade.
Now, when I come, my dear,
I come on.
Where you're from in Chenque,
Erade, in Chenque, Chirich.
Nesra, Osro, me no, ye.
Sra! You see, Osra, Erade,
and you nipa, Shadia,
and you nipa, Ashisha, dear.
I was Shianqua, and
you're Shianqua. It's not real. Tieny. Even most of the preaching is not true. I'm telling you. I was shocked the other day, really shocked, that, you know, a lady was speaking to me that the church she attends, the pastor walked straight to her, married woman, and said to her, "Can I sleep with you?" I was shocked. I mean, my tongue dislodged my socket. I mean, seriously. These guys are very bold, straight. They go to the, "Can I sleep with you?" Nothing, no lie. No lie. Married woman. The woman is married. Because if you go to church for the right reasons, all these will not happen. Vicentina abai, Kununtina abai, Yirintina abai, Sikentina abai, Kantina abai, Jumentina abai. In the years who know, dear, uncanny in Tia Wobai. The years who know, and not to baby. Preacher can preach for 30 minutes without mentioning Jesus. The singers don't sing about him anymore. Jefuado, the innocent chain, on one as a fum, the innocent. Yasole, without the Jesus. A sophia hijacked a ye, and enmuja, enmujanis in guru. Yes, you know, pa, and can one send you. Nankajefu won only asafo, one only tripe that for so be yare, nankuba bechina nemua, and ya bramema wakanchere brameche u bramebua. No, Jesus, a mumram in jemua maswamu niswa brena mukumupu. Mumram in chai. Amema mahome. Oh yeah. Yeah, can you soon once up? One on us who ya be drun in China swa deswa or see or no amaukuma cho or see you at it here and no abrabu chijani shabreno aseno or see you what tenitini wa shawatade for flow one mountain for flow one mawa dance here one mawasa na wusano a fufra babe cow ababe shindian wenyam. Somebody give him a shout in this place. Yes, you know. I afei wi nyaba be fane wie na kokobone wo so a wono ankasa fane kwa so asem ne ba no na wo yi firi ho enkakrankakra atwaman wo so na wo de asem no na wo yi firi ho enkakrankakra wo de ngosra na wo yi firi ho enkakrankakra wo be wuru se wana nka usuban nya no wanga se be onwanwa se afei wo be hwe ho se eyi ntimi pa na me ni me na me ni na na de wo bi ta mi my shine money cool it will amaze you that one who fell for me here and you will be different from among them all because that is what the Lord does that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death. Ladies and gentlemen, to this morning I present Jesus Christ and him crucified. Jesus the way, the truth, the life. I present Jesus the way maker, the bridge builder, the heart fixer, the mind regulator. I'm talking about Yesu. I am talking about Yesu. I am preaching about Yesu. I am teaching about Yesu. I am prophesying about Yesu. When he's in your life, that is light. When he's in your life, that is power. When he's in your life, that is peace. When he's in your life, that is sufficiency. When he's in your life, that is hope. Somebody scream. The Bible said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you. Christ in you. Say, yes, the hope of glory lives in you. When Christ lives in you, all sufficiency lives in you. When Christ lives in you, great ideas lives in you. When Christ lives in you, brotherly love, brotherly kindness, it lives in you. When Christ is in you, I'm telling you, light has come. Light lives in you. Light. Wherever there is light, darkness disseminates and disappears. Christ in you, the hope of glory. If Christ is in me, many mrewadia. If Christ is in me, I will be happy for you. If Christ is in me, I will never wish you ill or evil. Christ in me will let me love you as myself. I will love my neighbor as myself. If Christ is in me, I will not mistreat my wife and mistreat my children. Christ! That is in me. Because if Christ is in me, I will treat this woman as Christ. Christ. If I cannot finish it, I will not and should not start it. Christ in me, the hope of God. When Jesus is in me, I am careful when making decisions and choices. Christ in me, the very hope of glory. Stand to your feet, let's close.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.